the snow.
Oh!
Oh, and look. Ugly naked guy is hanging candy canes.
Where?
Oh. Wow. That's festive.
Guys, there's somebody I'd like you to meet.
Wait, what is that?
That would be Marcel. Do you want to say hi?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's precious. Where did you get him?
My friend Bethel rescued him from some lab.
That is so cruel. Why? Why would a parent name their child Bethel?
Hey, that monkey's got a rock on his ass.
Is he going to live with you, like, in your apartment?
Yeah. I mean, it's been kind of quiet since Carol left, so...
Why don't you just get a roommate?
I don't know. I think you reach a certain age, having a roommate is just kind of pathetic. Sorry, that's pathet, which is Sanskrit for really cool way to live.
Tonight. I have 12 new songs about my mother's suicide and one about a snowman.
Might want to open with a snowman.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Joe.
So, how'd it go?
I didn't get the job.
Oh.
How could you not get it? You were Santa last year.
I don't know. Some fat guy sleeping with the store manager. He's not even jolly. It's all political.
So what are you going to be?
I'm going to be one of his helpers. It's just such a slap in the face. You know?
Hey, do you guys know what you're doing for New Year's?
What is wrong with New Year's?
Well, nothing for you. You have tallow. You don't have to face the horrible pressures of this holiday. Desperate scramble to find anything with lips just so you can have somebody to kiss when the ball drops. Man, I'm talking loud.
Well, for your information, Paolo is going to be in Rome this New Year, so I'll be just as pathetic as the rest of you.
Yeah, you wish.
I've got an idea. Dinner.
It's perfect. We'll put it between lunch and breakfast.
Just that I'm sick of being a victim of this Dick Clark holiday. I say this year, no dates. We make a pact. Just the six of us. Dinner.
Sure,
you know, I was hoping for a little more enthusiasm.
Katie, you're on.
Good. Okay, hi. Ladies and gentlemen, back by popular demand, Miss Phoebe Buffay. Hi. Thanks, hi. I want to start with a song that means a lot to me this time of year. I made a man with eyes of coal and a smile so bewitching. How was I supposed to know that my mom was dead in the kitchen? My mother's ashes, even her eyelashes, are resting in a little yellow jar. And sometimes when it's breathing, I feel a little crazy. Is it something that you would like to share with the entire group?
No, that's okay.
Well, come on, if it's important enough to discuss while I'm playing, then I assume it's important enough for everyone else to hear.
That guy's going home with a note. I was just saying to my...
Could you speak up, please?
Sorry. I was just saying to my friend that I thought you were the most beautiful woman that I'd ever seen in my life. And then he said that you said you thought Daryl
Hannah
was the most beautiful woman that he'd ever seen in his life. And I said, yeah, I liked her in Splash a lot, but not so much in Wall Street. I thought she had kind of
hard quality.
While Daryl Hannah is beautiful in a conventional way, you are luminous with a kind of a delicate grace. Then that's when he started yelling.
Okay, we're going to take a short break.
I think that guy's going home with more than a note.
Come here, Marcel. Sit here.
I can't believe he hasn't kissed you yet. God, by my sixth date with Paolo, I mean, he had already named both my breasts. Oh, did I just stare too much?
Just a smidge.
David's like, you know, a scientist guy. He's very methodical. I think it's romantic. Me too. Oh. Did you ever see An Officer and a Gentleman?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, he's kind of like the guy I went to see that with. Except he's smarter and gentler and sweeter. I just want to be with him all the time. You know, day and night, night and day, and special occasions.
Wait a minute. Wait, I see where this is going. You're going to ask him to New Year's, aren't you? You're going to break the pact. She's going to break the pact.
No. Yeah, could I just...
Yeah, because I already asked Janice.
Oh, come
on. This was a pact. This was your pact.
I snapped, okay? I couldn't handle the pressure, and I snapped.
Yeah, but Janice, that was like the worst breakup in history.
I'm not saying it was a good idea. I'm saying I snapped.
Hi, sorry, I'm late.
Too many jokes.
Mark Joey.
Nice shoes, huh?
God, you're killing me.
Ross, he's playing with my spatulas again.
Look, he's not going to hurt them, right?
Do you always have to bring him here?
Look, I didn't want to leave him alone, all right? We had our first fight this morning. I think it has to do with my working late. I said some things that I didn't mean, and... He threw some feces.
You know, if you're going to work late, I can look in on him for you.
Oh, that would be great. Okay.
But if you do, make sure it seems like you're there to see him, okay? And you're not, like, doing it as a favor to me.
Okay, but if he asks, I'm not going to lie.
You can't actually test this theory, because today's particle accelerators are nowhere near powerful enough to simulate these conditions.
Okay, all right. I have a question then.
Yeah.
Were you planning on kissing me ever?
That's definitely a valid question. And the answer would be yes. Yes, I was. But, see, I wanted it to be this phenomenal kiss that happened at this phenomenal moment because, well, because it's you.
Sure.
Right. But, see, the longer I waited, the more phenomenal the kiss had to be. And now we've reached a place where it's just got to be one of those things where I just, like, sweep everything off the table and throw you down on it. And I'm not really a sweeping sort of fella.
I think you are a sweeping sort of fella. I mean... You're just a sweeper trapped inside a physicist's body.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure of it. You should just do it. Just sweep and throw me.
Now? Now?
Oh, yeah, right now.
Okay. You know what? This is just really expensive. Okay. And I'll tell you, this was a gift.
Now you're just kind of tidying.
Okay. What the hell? You want me to actually throw you? You want to just hop up?
I can hop in.
What does the phrase "no date pack" mean to you?
Look, I'm sorry, okay? It's just that Chandler had somebody and Phoebe had somebody. I thought I'd ask Fun Bobby.
Fun Bobby? Your ex-boyfriend Fun Bobby?
Yeah.
You know more than one Fun Bobby?
I happen to know a Fun Bob.
Okay. Here we go.
Whoa, there's no room for milk.
Okay, so on our no date evening, three of you now are going to have dates.
Four.
Not five.
Fine.
Sorry. How was catching an earlier flight?
Yeah, and I met this really hot single mom at the store. What's an elf to do?
Okay, so I'm going to be the only one standing there alone when the ball drops.
Oh, come on. We'll have a big party, and no one will know who's with
you. Yeah, we'll all know. Hey, no, this is still not what I needed right now.
What's the matter?
Oh, it's Marcel. He's angry with me again. I have no idea why. He just keeps shutting me out, you know? He's walking around all the time, dragging his hands.
That's so weird. I had such a blast with him the other night.
Really?
Yeah, we played, we watched TV. That juggling thing is amazing.
What juggling thing?
With the balled up socks? I figured you taught him that.
No.
You know, it wasn't that big a deal. Oh. I mean, just balled up socks and a melon. Phoebe, hi.
Hi, Matt. Hey, do you know everybody?
No. Have you seen David?
No, he hasn't been around.
Well, if you see him, tell him to pack his bags. We are going to Minsk.
Minsk?
Minsk. It's in Russia.
I know where Minsk is.
We got the grant. 3 years. All expenses paid.
And if you're going to do Minsk, you know, that's the only way to go.
So when do you leave?
January 1st.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, Max told me about Mint, so, you know, congratulations. This is so exciting.
Yeah. It would be even more exciting if we were going.
Oh, you're not going? Oh, why?
Tell her, David. I don't want to go to Mint to work with Lipson and Yamaguchi and Flank. Oh, no. I want to stay here and make out with my girlfriend. Thank you.
So, are you really not going?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. How can I leave you? I just found you.
Oh, David. Okay, but what are you going to do?
I don't know. You decide.
Oh, don't do that.
Please?
Oh, no.
No, but I'm asking
you. No, I can't
you.
Do that.
Yeah, but I can't
make
a decision.
And
no,
I'm...
but I can't.
Okay, stay.
Stay.
Stay. Getting so good at that.
It was Max's stuff.
I love this artichoke thing. Oh, don't tell me what's in it. The diet starts tomorrow.
You remember Janice.
Vividly. How are you? Oh, I am fantastic. Now. You know what's totally amazing? It's just like we've been back together for like what? Like 10 minutes. And
is that all?
And it's just like we were never. never apart, you know. I mean, of course, we were, but forgive and forget. Well, forget.
Hi. Hi, Sandy.
Sandy, hi. Come on in.
You brought your kids.
Yeah, that's okay, right?
Party.
That thing is not coming in here.
That thing? This is how you greet guests at a party? Let me ask you something. If I showed up here with my new girlfriend, she wouldn't be welcome in your home?
I'm thinking your new girlfriend wouldn't urinate on my coffee table.
I'm more embarrassed about that than anyone. And for him to have the courage to walk back in here like nothing happened.
All right. Just keep him away from me.
Thank you. Come on, Marcel. What do you say? You and I do a little mingling. All right, I'll catch up with you later.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay? Where's Pillow? Rom? Jerk Mrs. Flight.
Oh, and then your face exploded?
No. Okay. I was at the airport getting into a cab with this woman, this blonde planet with a pocketbook, started yelling at me. Something about how it was her cab first. And then the next thing I know, she just starts pulling me out by my hair. And I was just sort of blowing my tag little thing in. And then three more cabs show up. As I'm going to get into a cab, she tackled me. And I hit my head on the curb and cut my lip on my whistle. Everybody having fun at the party?
Are people eating my dip?
That looks okay, doesn't it? You, went a little wide on the lipstick.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
See, it's hard for me to tell. I think my eyes are closing up.
Let me get it for you.
Oh,
okay. You know what? It looks fine.
Okay, here we go. Screw Paolo. Screw that psychopath lady. New Year's Eve. Let's have a good time.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
All right, there you go.
Oh, right.
This way. Come on. Here you go.
You know, when I saw you at the store last week, it was probably the first time I ever mentally undressed an elf.
Wow, that's dirty.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Look at him. I'm not saying he has to spend the whole evening with me, but at least check in.
There you are. You got away from me.
But you found me.
You want to take our picture? Smile, you're on Janet's camera.
Show me that.
Hi. I'm Rachel.
Salut, whose friend are you?
Look at me, silly everywhere. Everybody, it's Fun Bobby! Bobby!
Hey, sorry I'm late, but my grandfather died about 2 hours ago, but I couldn't get a flight out till tomorrow, so... Here I am.
Hey, Fun Bobby. How's it going, man?
Whoa.
Who died?
It's going to be an open casket, you know? So. Lisa, I get to see him again?
Bobby?
Yeah.
Fun Bobby?
talk to you for just a sec.
Look, I recently lost a grandparent myself, so I really know exactly how you feel. But, you're really bringing the party down.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Oh, I'm going to blow this one up, and I'm going to write reunited in glitter.
All right, Janice, that's it. Janice.
Hey, Janice, when I invited you to this party, I didn't necessarily think that it meant that...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm sorry you misunderstood.
Oh, my God. You listened to me, Chandler. You listened to me one of these times. It's just going to be your last chance with me.
Oh, well, you give me the thing.
What about...
Yoko. I've decided to go to Minsk without you.
Wow.
It won't be the same. But it'll still be Minsk. Happy to be here.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You're going to Minsk.
No, I'm not going to Minsk.
Oh, you are so going to Minsk. You belong in Minsk. You can't stay here just because of me.
Well, yes, I can. Because if I go, it means I have to break up with you, and I can't break up with you.
Oh, yes, you can. Say, Stevie, I love you, but my work is my life, and that's what I have to do right now. And I say, your work? How can you say that? And then you say, it's tearing me apart, but I have no choice. Can't you understand that? And I say, no, I can't understand that.
Ow.
Oh, sorry. And then you put your arms around me. And then you put your arms around me.
Oh.
And then you tell me that you love me and you'll never forget.
I'll never forget you.
And then you say that it's almost midnight and you have to go because you don't want to start the new year with me if you can't finish it. I'm going to miss you. You giant sky.
Hi, this is Dick Clark live in Times Square. We're in a virtual snowstorm of confetti here in Times Square. It gets bigger and better every year.
There you go, kids. And then the peacock bit me. Please kiss me at midnight. You see Sandy?
Ooh.
I don't know how to tell you this, but she's in Monica's bedroom getting it on with Max, that scientist geek. Cool, look at that. I didn't know how to tell you.
Everybody, the ball is going.
What?
The ball is dripping.
In 20 seconds, it'll be midnight.
And the moment of joy is upon us.
Looks like that no date pack thing worked out.
Everybody looks so happy. I hate that. Not everybody's happy. Hey, Bobby.
I thought I'd throw this out here. I'm no math whiz, but I do believe there are three girls and three guys right here.
I don't feel like kissing anyone. I can't kiss anyone.
So I'm kissing everyone?
No. You can't kiss Ross. That's your brother.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. So now everybody's going to kiss but me.
All right, somebody kiss me. Somebody kiss me. It's midnight. Somebody kiss me. It's midnight. Oh, no. Yeah.
I wanted this to work so much. I'm still in this, you know, changing his diapers, picking his fleas, but he's just phoning it in. It's just so hard to accept the fact that something you love so much doesn't love you back, you know?
I think that bitch cracked my tooth.